and effective regulation. This news bulletin on Millennium Radio is brought to you in association with Vatra Mineral Water. Vatra, made for all, made for life.
Good evening. Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to Millennium 18 Hours News, the headlines. Audit reviews councils employing hundreds outside approved staffing levels. President Hichilema welcomes international recognition as global leader of 2025. In international news, a polls close on the first day of Myanmar widely criticized a sham election.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
I'm Rebecca Lungudaka with the news in detail. The latest report of the Auditor General on the accounts of local authorities for the financial year ended 31st December 2024 has revealed that councils across Zambia are carrying hundreds of excess employees, draining public resources and weakening service delivery. According to the report, more than 605 employees were engaged outside approved staffing structures, costing the country an estimated 49 million kwacha. The findings have triggered widespread concern, with critics warning that poor oversight and the disregard for recruitment regulation continue to undermine accountability in local government. Political leaders and civil society organizations are calling for urgent reforms, including comprehensive staff audits, strict enforcement of establishment ceilings, and disciplinary action against officers who authorize the irregular appointments. They argue that failure to act decisively will erode the public trust and threaten fiscal discipline. Leader of the United Front for a Strong Foundation, Brian Chisenga Lumbwe, says the revelations pointed to a blatant disagreed for government recruitment rules designed to promote efficiency and control wage expenditure, adding that uncontrolled hiring has now taken root in many councils.
Indicates that in the local government establishment across the country, there was excess of 605 employees, which resulted in an additional 49 million plus being paid. This is indicative, number one, of the fact that rules and regulations as established by government under various acts in terms of employment are not followed. And you can pick up this same trend even from the government.
And Continental Leadership Research Institute Executive Director Mundia Hakola says the findings amount to a serious governance failure rather than a simple administrative oversight.
And positions on the payroll. However, the report indicates that across 35 local authorities, 1,080 approved positions were filled by 1,665 officers, which clearly indicates that there was an excess of 605 unapproved individuals who were nevertheless placed on the payroll and paid amounts close to 50 million, the exact figure being around 49 million. It is not a minor administrative oversight. It is a direct violation of the law and a breach of public financial management.
Road toll fees for selected categories of vehicles will be increased effective 1st January 2025, following the 2026 national budget pronouncement by Finance and National Planning Minister Dr. Stumbekom Sokotwani. National Road Fund Agency Public Relations Manager Alfonso Hamajila says the adjustment will only affect medium-heavy vehicles, heavy vehicles and abnormal loader vehicles, Mr. Hamajila has told Millennium Radio News in a statement that the revised tolls will apply to all NRFA-operated toll gates countrywide, including those on the Lusaka-Ndora Road under the concession MOICLN Consortium Limited. He says the toll fees for small vehicles weighing up to 3.5 tons, including cars, vans and minibuses with up to 16 seats, will remain unchanged at 20 kwacha per passage. Mr. Hamajila adds that the lighter vehicles with two annexes weighing more than 3.5 tons up to 6.5 tons, including minibuses with 17 to 30 seats, will pay 40 kwacha, while buses with over 30 seats will pay 50 kwacha per passage. He explains that medium-heavy vehicles weighing more than 6.5 tons with two to four annexes will now pay 200 kwacha. Heavy vehicles with four annexes and above will pay 300 kwacha, while abnormal load vehicles will be charged 1,000 kwacha per passage. Mr. Hamajila further says a special toll rate will apply at the Michael Chilufya-Sata toll gate between Dola and Kitwe, where medium-heavy vehicles will pay 650 kwacha, heavy vehicles 1,200 kwacha, and abnormal load vehicles 2,400 kwacha. President Hakainde Hichilema has welcomed his inclusion on the Telegram's list of the world's top leaders of 2025, describing it as a reflection of Zambia's rising profile on the international stage. In a statement shared with Millennium Radio by State House Chief Communication Officer Clayson Hamasaka, President Hichilema says the recognition acknowledges Zambia's steady income recovery despite profound challenges, including a prolonged debt crisis, the COVID-19 pandemic, and the worst drought in living memory. The president noted that the accolades underscores leadership that has navigated the difficult national circumstances, making difficult decisions that have shaped both domestic progress and international confidence. He attributed the recognition to the patience, resilience and the determination of the Zambian people, as well as the spirit of solidarity that has united citizens, the private sector and cooperating partners in advancing national recovery. President Hichilema emphasized that the recognition is a milestone, not a distinction, and reaffirmed his commitment to accelerating economic growth, creating sustainable jobs and business opportunities, and reducing the cost of living for ordinary Zambians as the country continues on its path to renew and shape prosperity. And United Party for National Development says that the recognition reflects the impact of government reforms and renewed international confidence in Zambia. Speaking in an interview, UPND Deputy National Chairman Trevor Mwindi noted that President Hichilema's leadership has restored the credibility to the country's governance and economic management, citing progress in debt restructuring, fiscal discipline and engagement with international partners as key milestones.
Amidst the difficult times that which we have had, including the drought in the past, still more, the global trends and the observers, the researchers, at their level, they have been able to recognize President Hakainde Hichilema. We want to wish him well in this festive season. We wish him well. We wish the country well. We wish all the radio stations, those that are on the side or supporting us, and those that who antagonize and criticize us, we wish them good health as we cross over into 2026. Leadership needs all of us to be level-headed. Leadership needs all of us to be united. Leadership demands that we recognize capacity and rare abilities.
The Development People's Party, DPP, has entered the growing debate on Zambia's economic direction ahead of the 2026 general elections, strongly disputing claims that the country's current economic fundamentals represent meaningful progress. In a statement responding to certain commentary by political analyst Kingsley Kaunda, DPP President Dr. Kafula Muvanga rejected praise for what the UPND administration describes as economic stabilization, arguing that ordinary